HMH Audio presents Rememberings, written and read by Sinead O'Connor. Dedicated with love to all staff and patients at St. Patrick's University Hospital, Dublin, and to my father, John O'Connor, and to David Rosenthal, Bob Dylan, and Jeff Rosen. Qui cantat bis orat, who sings praise twice. Foreword. I can't remember any more than I've given my publisher, except for that which is private, or that which I wish to forget. The totality, indeed, of what I do not recall would fill 10,000 libraries, so it's probably just as well I don't remember. Chiefly, I don't remember because I wasn't really present until about 6 months ago. And as I write this, I'm 54 years of age. There are many reasons I wasn't present. You will glean them here, or most of them. I was actually present before my first album came out, and then I went somewhere else inside myself, and I began to smoke weed. I never finally stopped until mid-2020. So yeah, I ain't been quite here, and it's hard to recollect what you weren't present at. Making music is hard to write about. I was present then, in the place deep inside myself that only I know. But if you could talk about music, you wouldn't need music. So perhaps the things I talk about here are not always music, but they are the sum of what I can recollect and tell from my youth until now. I've left some people out because I know they prefer privacy, and others because I want them to be pissed when they look for their names in the book and don't find them. That I wasn't present explains why there are two distinctly different voices in this book, one leading up to the tearing of the Pope's picture in 1992, and one afterward. This is because it took me 4 years to write anything after the Pope chapters, the night before and the night of Saturday Night Live, years during which I lived in and out of mental health institutions, sorting out my reasons for not being present. Afterward, a new voice began speaking, and I hope this is acceptable to the listener. It's pretty much the best I can do. I see the first voice as a ghost's, and the next as a living woman's. Both are equally important. There was a symbolic death and rebirth, and you can hear it. I am, in fact, rather proud of it. Now, I ain't going to be winning the book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?